Good morning. Senate Education Committee meeting is called to order. Today is Friday, April 23rd, 2021. The time is 9:02 a.m. We're meeting in State Capitol Room number 205. Senators in attendance are Senator Stevens, Senator Hughes, and myself. Senator Begich is on other state business in the building, and Senator Machicki may show up a little later on today. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Thank you to Alex.
Yes, sir.
Alex, our moderator, and Jeannie, our recording secretary for the day. As a reminder, please silence your cell phones. I always got to check my pockets, even see if I have mine on me. First up, we will bring Senate Bill 119 in front of the committee. Senate Bill 119 is regarding oaths of office. This is the first hearing of Senate Bill 119 in the 32nd legislature. Senator Reinbold, if you can hear me, please state your name, place yourself in the record, and begin some comments on Senate Bill 119.
Well, good morning, Senate Education Committee. Thank you so much for hearing this bill this morning on a beautiful Friday morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're going to turn you up just a little bit, but we can hear you right now. Keep on going.
Excellent. So I'll make an opening statement with your permission, Mr. Chairman, and then I'll do a sponsor statement, and then whatever you would like to do, I've got a brief sectional. So I'll go ahead and start with the opening statement.
Thank you. Please.
So the need for all elected and appointed officials to read and take responsibility to uphold the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, as well as the Constitution of the State of Alaska, is to ensure that the power of the individual citizen and the Alaska resident is not truncated, eroded, or extinguished. Without the verified awareness and vital knowledge of how the state and federal governments were structured to facilitate peace, equality, elected officials will be set up to fail those if they do not fully understand what they take their oath to. The responsibility to mindful administrate within the governmental academic structure on behalf of the public is of greatest importance, because the cherished trust that the people place in public officials, they must be fully equipped with the knowledge and the direction of our government moves in its relentless pursuit of justice, equality, and whenever they are employed by the people. A requirement of all public officials to commit to upholding these essential documents ensures that not only will such officials have clear direction by which to govern and to administrate, it enforces the connection of the trust between the people of the state of Alaska and those charged with acting on their behalf. Mr. Chairman, would you like me to read the sponsor statement?
Please go ahead.
Okay, this bill, SB 119, requires all those who are statutorily or constitutionally required to take an oath to the state of Alaska, read the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Constitution of the State of Alaska. Following the reading of the documents, a signed statement acknowledging your action will be filed at SLAMS directly after taking their oath of office.
And thank you, Senator Reinbold. Please remind me, you might have even stated it today, SLAMS, what does that acronym stand for?
Oh, State Library Archives and Museum. It's a good central depository.
Thank you so much. I think, I look at this and I don't see too many education policy issues on this bill, so I don't plan on holding it up in this committee too very long. But if you'd like to address, I understand the importance of the Constitution of Alaska and the Constitution of the United States, and I understand the importance of the Declaration of Independence, but we do not require office holders to protect and defend the Declaration of Independence necessarily. But did you want to address why you have the Declaration of Independence in here?
Sure, Chairman. I really would love to, Chairman Holland. Thank you so much for that great question. When our colonies, our 13 colonies, decided to declare independence, they had many grievances toward Great Britain and King George III. And this basically, it's a short document that addresses their grievances. And because we never want Americans to forget those harsh grievances, why those people were willing to lay down their lives for liberty, it's a great reminder. It also, if you read those grievances, it marries up perfectly with the Bill of Rights. So it's just amazing to be able to read the document, the Declaration of Independence, and then it just resonates. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, they resonate. And it's a very, very powerful reminder of why those rights were fought for.
Thank you so much. Are there any other questions from the committee? Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senator Reinbold. I think everyone needs to well know these documents. But as I'm going through the sectional analysis, and maybe I'm missing it, but I don't see city and borough council and assembly members. Have you included them, or have I missed that?
Through the chair. Good morning, Senator Stevens. It's great to see you, and especially as a professor, it's such an honor to be before you. It would be any elected official that is required to take the state oath to the state of Alaska. So if they are required to take an oath to the state of Alaska, yes, they would be included.
Hey, great. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Senator Hughes.
Yes, thank you, and good morning, Chair Holland. Good morning, Senator Reinbold. It's good to see you. So one of the things I was thinking, I'd almost rather push this up, that a person would have to do this when they file for any election, and we'd cover a whole lot more people being educated. But as part of their becoming after elected, I think it's good that people know. And it makes me wonder how many people pledge to uphold these state constitution, U.S. Constitution, who aren't very familiar with it, and that kind of is indeed worrisome. But I'm wondering, I'm looking at all these different categories, and so I just like Senator Stevens, I want to know what they cover. So in Section 2, it refers to each special officer and each person appointed. So when we say special officer, do you know what that refers to, the definition of that?
I do. That's basically a law enforcement.
Okay, great. I didn't realize that. Thank you for that. And then all the judges and magistrates, I see that, legislators. Then we have the principal executive officer and member of each board. So would that would be the commissioner? Would it include
Correct.
Deputy commissioner, anything below the commissioner? And we mentioned board, would we also be including commission members as well?
Anybody who is right now, we're not changing any new people, we're not adding anybody new, it's everybody that's already statutorily or constitutionally required. So anybody who is required to do it right now, it stays the same.
And so do you know who those principal executive officers that are required to take that oath?
I'm sorry, through the chair?
Senator Hughes, would you like to restate your question?
Yeah.
I don't think she heard it.
Yeah, and follow up. I'm sorry, I didn't ask for that. I get excited about some things and forget to follow that protocol. So my question is, you stated everybody who has to take the oath is included. So I'm just wondering, just for purposes of this definition, principal executive officer that are required to take the oath, can you tell us who those would be? So that would be commissioners. Did deputy commissioners take an oath? How far down in leadership in the various departments are they taking the oath? And then I just want to make sure, because it says the member of each board shall, and does that encompass members of the commissions? Because, you know, we have the Office of Boards and Commissions, and some of our entities are called commissions, some of them are called boards. So I was just wondering if the members of commissions are also taking that oath, as well as board members, and then how far down into the leadership of the department does the term special or principal executive officer?
So through the chair, Senator Holland, can I speak?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And through the chair, Senator Hughes, My understanding is that all commissioners have to take an oath to the office, and it actually goes all the way down to every employee has to sign that they read it. So that's one of the reasons I brought this bill forward, is because when we were looking statutorily at who has to take the oath and how they take it, because it was done at different times, there was not conformity. Like when I read how judges take an oath of office, it was different than how elected officials, different than commissioners, different from peace officers. So there was a lot of not conformity. And so what this does is it just brings everybody who is required to take the oath. It doesn't add anybody new. They just do it in the similar fashion where they have to read the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and then they sign that they did it, and then that goes filed into SLAMS. So it also includes all employees have to sign that they read it. But this just does the elected officials that already have to do it at this time, and the law enforcement and the judges, but it just brings it all into conformity.
And one more follow-up?
Please do.
So Section 9 is for other employees. You mentioned all state employees, all public employees, so that would be even those that aren't taking any other kind of oath. Now, this is a new oath for them, so it would be all state employees. Is that what I'm hearing?
They have to do it anyway. All of the state employees have to say that they've read the Constitution and they sign it already. So that would be the same as what's going on right now.
And then one more follow-up.
And I'll just state that I don't really see any education policy issues here. There's more informational on it. We will be hearing it in judiciary and state affairs beyond this, but please do.
So one final question, because it's pretty simple. You've made it clear. What's a grand total number of people that would be signing this paper and filing this at the State Library Archive Museum? We're talking thousands, it sounds like.
Well, Senator Hughes, the employees already have to sign it, so that's when they all sign that they've read it, so that's the same as it's always been. That's the bulk of what it is. It all depends on how many employees and things there are, but however many judges there are in place, elected officials that there are in place at this time. So I think it's a really important historical document that's placed in SLAMS that I think would be just an honor or privilege for people in the future to look back and see the signature of those that have signed their oath to the office, that they have read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Constitution of the State of Alaska. So.
Thank you.
You have another question?
Well, I just have a comment for you, because the Library Archive Museum falls under our jurisdiction, I believe,
under the Department of Education.
So do we have them on the line to speak to this as far as the impact of this, or we might want to do that in the future since that
was
falls?
An oversight on my part. We're not going to move this out today. We're going to hold it until next week. We can certainly try to arrange for them to be available next week for that. And also this does, one of the first section, one of this includes school board members, which is quite possible why education was also included in that. But so the plan today will be to set SB 119 aside and set an amendment date for next week sometime. But we can discuss that. Are there any other questions from the committee? Seeing none. Senator Reinbold, did you have plans to do the sectional analysis today?
I did.
That, feel free to proceed with that if you like.
It's going to be brief because almost all the sections are the same. It just says that AS 14.12.090 is amended to include reading the Constitution of the State of Alaska, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution of the United States by every school board member. And then you just jump down and each one just adds, by appointed person before taking place is Section 2. Section 3 would be the Supreme Court Justice. Section 4 is the judge of the Court of Appeals. Section 5 is the Superior Court Judge. Section 6 is the District Court Judge. Section 7 is the legislature. Section 8 would be the member of the board within the state government before entering their duties upon their office. And Section 9 would be every public officer or employee in the state before entering the duties of their office. And with that, that is the sectional.
Well, thank you so much. Are there any other questions from the committee? Senator Hughes, pardon me, Senator Stevens.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I simply want to say that I think everyone should read this. I think everyone should be required to, and I appreciate this attempt to make sure that all the people you've identified have read these documents. But, you know, I think we make the assumption that everyone has, but that's probably wrong. Everyone probably has not, and they should be aware of these basic documents. Thank you, Senator, for introducing this.
All right. With Senator Reinbold, did you have any final comments?
I just wanted to say thank you through the chair, and thank you, Senate Education, and thank you, Senator Stevens, so much. You being a professor, is those words mean very, very much to me. And I will tell you what I did when I see infringement coming up on the rights of the people that I serve. I went back and I had a real strong conviction almost a year ago today with the mandates, and I read the Declaration, the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of Alaska together in unison, and I had never done that before all in the same day, and it was remarkable and how it's emboldened me, and I've literally just come to just love the documents, and with that, I just thank you for the privilege and honor. Senator Hughes, I'll get back with you on those questions. And with that, it was a privilege and an honor to be before the Senate Education Committee today. So thank you very much, Chair Holland.
Thank you, Senator Reinbold. Having identified a possible education policy issue with this bill, we will set it aside for further work. And so the other issue we had on the agenda today, SB 34, we are going to roll SB 34 to next Wednesday's schedule. So at that point, we have exhausted our agenda for the day. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, our next meeting is Monday, April 26th at 9 a.m., and we're adjourned at 9:19.